In this episode, discover how sales teams need to be using video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day weekend or holiday. If you're outside of the U.S., I hope that in your life, you take a few moments to think about the great things that you've done for yourself that has made you independent and free or liberated from others. A big portion of my life, I struggled and with my own issues, and it took me a long time to get over my attention disorders and my visual and auditory perception impairments. And before I knew it, I just stayed diligent about it. And over a 20-year period, I've been able to really advance my life and my product and my client relationships to the point where I'm independent of things that used to hold me back. And I wish for you the same liberation in your life. And in this episode, I'm going to read through Vidyard's definitive guide to using video for sales. And I'm going to unpack the guide for you. And that's going to be happening in a moment. But first, I'm obsessed with educating my prospects through their path to least resistance. Now, I want to explain what I mean by this. I went to Wikipedia, and the path to least resistance is explained like this. The physical or metaphorical pathway that provides the least resistance to forward motion by a given object or entity among a set of alternative paths. And the concept of the path to least resistance is often used to describe why an object or an entity takes a given path. So when I'm thinking of the path to least resistance, I think of Mother Nature. It is the first thing that comes to mind. And I think of sitting at Oak Creek, which is the creek that rolls through Sedona, Arizona, which is red rock country. It's the mystical land where the vortexes are. And if you sit there, and you can do this wherever you are, it doesn't have to be in Sedona, but really, few things are better than Oak Creek. But as you're sitting there and you watch the water come down, the water doesn't go over rocks that are too high and outside of the water. It just slides around the outside and keeps going. And the water won't be dammed if there's enough pressure behind it. It'll keep flowing and it'll move to the outsides and snake its way around a tree or a shrub or lower terrain that it can slide down, right? That is the water or Mother Nature's most visible sign of the path to least resistance. Now stay with me. You ready? For content marketers, for video creators and salespeople, what is the path a vast majority of people prefer to learn from? What is their path to least resistance? You ready? You ready for this? All right. We're going to do it together. I'm going to ask you to say it out loud. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask you to say it out loud. Okay. Wherever you are, in public, in your car, at the office, listening to the podcast, say it loud, say it proud. Okay. We're going to do it on three. For a vast majority of people, the educational path to least resistance is 1, 2, 3, video, right? Say it out loud. It's video. So for a long portion of the birth of the internet, video has been relegated to like a commercial or an awareness tool, right? Or an introduction, a testimonial. But I believe that video plays a much larger role than that. In fact, this guide that Vidyard created will help you break down the way I've been using video for the last, a long time, maybe 5-6 years. And just moments ago, while preparing for this episode, my sister from Haiti, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I've got two adopted brothers and sisters from Haiti. And my sister, who's now 23, she sent me a text message asking me for our oldest sister, who is 6 years my senior, for her email address, right? And she wrote, "I tend to email more than text." That's what she said to me. And I said, email has a really bad open rate. I'm such a marketing nerd. Like, my brain is only thinking about optimization. I said, email has a poor open rate of only 20%, but 98% of text messages get opened. And 90% of them in the first 5 minutes. You know, I'm focused on results. But here's her email address. And if you want her to get back to you, I recommend you send her a text message. If you email her, she's not going to see it, right? Now, I'm sure this was for her, for my stepsister, just another one of those many moments of an annoying, overbearing big brother providing guidance, right? And my goal is to focus on what is the goal, not the tactic that somebody wants to use. And far too often, marketers are like, oh, well, you know, we write blogs. And I was this guy I remember going to SMX, which is the largest search engine optimization conference in El Mundo, and being on the stage in a general session. And this might be 2011, 2012, 2013, when I was crushing on the SEO tour. And I remember sitting in the back of a room during a panel discussion about blogs. Blogging was the big deal. There were mommy bloggers and daddy bloggers and business bloggers, right? And people talking about everything and how great blogs were. And I was in this session and everybody's going to be a blogger, and the information in blogs, you can use them to educate your customers and blah, 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 create a following. And then I would be that one lone, a jackass in the back. I'd raise my hand and I'd go, yes, if blogging has a rate of a 2x increase, but video is getting 10x the increase, shouldn't we be talking about video? Like, I was that dude. Because I'm obsessed, like you are, with constantly optimizing the information that gets transferred into my prospect's head. And I call that, in a sales context, the path to least resistance. Just like the water going down Oak Creek, sliding around the big rock, working its way down the outside and letting gravity push it through. And if I can use a powerful tool that has some higher level of effectiveness than email or blogs or audio, I'm doing a podcast right now. I'm knocking the blog. I'm knocking audio, right? But if I can use a tool that's going to get better results, I should be the guru in that, right? And that's why I make a habit of saying to you that if video no longer got the best results, if video was no longer the big dog, and let's say, like, all of a sudden holograms became the new king of the content jungle, I'd become the biggest holograph guru you have ever seen. I'd kick video to the curb. Beat it. You suck now, right? But it's not. It's video. And so I'm not dependent on email. I'm independent of the type of tactic. I'm obsessed with the end result, which led me to Vidyard's definitive guide to video for sales. So in this episode, I'm going to go through at a high level. I'm not going to steal all the thunder from Vidyard. I'm also going to put on the show notes page where you can get access to this Vidyard's definitive guide, right? You're going to need this. I think it's important if you are the marketer on your team, if you guide and advise a sales team, if you sell video to clients, then Lord knows you should have this in your back pocket, because I run it like plays all day long, like Tom Brady on game day. What is the scenario? How can I help? Who can I help optimize? Where can I give them an advantage over competitors? But first, who is Vidyard? Well, Vidyard is the video platform that helps businesses. I'm just reading off their website, right? It helps businesses transform communications and drive more revenue through strategic use of online video. Now, going beyond video hosting and the management, Vidyard helps businesses connect to more viewers through interactive and personalized video experiences. Learn powerful insights on their viewing audiences, turn insights into action and enterprise integrations, and prove the impact of their video programs. Dong, 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 right? Hey, next week, in the next episode, I believe, I'm going to have a member of the Vidyard team coming in and talking about this, about using video in a sales context to get people to buy más rápido. Can you roll your tongue like that? Can you do it? It's a little bit odd, right? If you don't use it in context with a word. Now, before I get into this Vidyard thing, I was staying at a Kimpton hotel in Los Angeles for 5 days on a business trip. And day one, I opened up the closet to hang my suits, right? And they had a bathrobe in there, two bathrobes, his and hers. And they were leopard print. And I looked at them and I was like, right? Because it was pretty over the top and annoying. And I closed the door and made me laugh. But then after like 4 days or 5 days at the Kimpton, I said, screw it. I'm trying on this bathrobe. And I put the bathrobe on. I walked in front of the mirror and it was just flat out wrong. So I sent my wife a text and all it said was, and me in this stupid photo, which nobody but my wife will ever see because it is embarrassing. You know what's more embarrassing? Investing time to try to move people through your sales process through the path of greatest resistance. Because that takes an enormous amount of time. When Wirebuzz started, when we got started in 2010, we had a 9-week sales cycle. 9 weeks. That's like 7 meetings for me to get in front of a prospect talking to them about video. Like I had to use screenshots of social media to teach them about social media before they'd want video. I actually had to teach them about SEO and the video benefits before they would want video. Like that's how much the landscape has changed. And I banged my head forever trying to teach people about the power of video. And now people intuitively get it, right? So let's spend some time why using video for sales helps you sell más, say it with me, rápido, okay? If your sales reps could be they're in person to close the deal, they would, right? This comes out of Vidyard. But how often does that happen these days? Now, the same communication technologies that allow sales teams to do remotely things also make the act of buying less personal. You know, phone calls and emails strip away the humanity and in some ways make selling harder. The fix is video, and not just live product demos. That's just one little piece. One of my goals for this audience is to expand your horizon. So instead of thinking of a video, we talked about this at the beginning of this episode, as a commercial or as a little product demo, I want to set up the big picture of why sales needs to be doing this. Let's take two steps out right now. And off the top of my head, let me go through some important reasons why video gets you the best results. People are 4 times more likely to watch a video than to read text. What does that indicate? The path to least resistance. After watching a product or service video, people are 85% more likely to buy. Boom! Why? That's their preferred mechanism for learning, their path to least resistance. And, you know, when we had Paolo Martin, the global head of marketing for Vidyard on this podcast, episode 190, and if you want to get access to that, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/190, and you'll pop up onto your browser, Paolo Martin and I breaking it down. Now, Marketo, as you'll hear from this interview with Paolo, does a 4-minute demo. They do a demo which tees up Marketo's impact that they can have on businesses. And you know what happens? People that go through that have a much higher likelihood of becoming customers. Oh, Todd, 4 minutes, that's too long. People are going to buy. Somebody's going to buy. They're going to sit through it to the end. That's a buyer. Divorce yourself from the concept that shorter is better, because in many cases, when you're trying to hunt buyers, which is what I'm doing, longer is actually better. How did this affect Marketo? Well, this just came out of Vidyard's No, we don't live in the 1900s anymore. Todd, come on. Out of Vidyard's 2019 report, here are some Marketo's key video marketing results. By the way, this comes out of an earlier report that came out maybe a week or two ago, and not the one that I'm talking about in this episode, but it's a Vidyard one. I think it's the 2019 benchmark report. It came out 2 weeks ago. I read it. It's already in my keynote speech. So let's talk about Marketo. When they used the 4-minute demo, they had an 1,100% increase in the conversion rate from that 4-minute demo. Wrap your nerdy brain around that. That 4-minute demo gave them a 6x increase in the speed at which new leads become marketing qualified leads. And that 4-minute demo created a 144% increase in the click-through rate on personalized video email. Now let's start talking. If you had those metrics from your campaign or your result, this is the kind of metrics that careers are born from. The kind of metrics that when you walk down the hall after having an 1,100% increase in the conversion rate, that people in your office are like, no way, that dude's a boss. And other people start looking at you as having the brains rolling around in your dome of worthy of larger opportunities. A 6x increase in the speed in which new leads become marketing qualified leads. Video is the great accelerator, and Marketo isn't alone. In fact, in just 6 months, Gordian used video to generate a $20 million sales pipeline and closed $6 million in revenue from that. You're going to hear from Gordian's marketing boss in a coming episode. And Media Valet reduced the length of their average sales cycle by nearly 50%, from 128 days to 68 days, which sure sounds a whole lot like my experience with using video, taking our sales cycle from 9 weeks and chopping it down into 3. Let's stop right here for a second. I want you to contemplate this. I want you to go into a bit of a meditative state for about 4 seconds while I walk across the room, turn down the light, and get the mood right for the rest of this episode. Find yourself a good piece of stillness. Give yourself an om while I do it. Om. Om. Okay, lights off. Mood is set. Here we go. Look, I'm a big fan of learning from others. I do not need to be the smartest person in my industry. I need to be the most resourceful. So when I see like this guide that comes out from Vidyard, my brain is like, man, how do I move people down the path to least resistance? And how do I get people to buy at faster rates? And this guide that Vidyard put out explains how you crush your quota. 5 reasons you should be using video for sales. 1, breakthrough inboxes. Video communications earn 3x more responses. Boom! Why? People are lazy. And if you give them the information through their path to least resistance, you're going to get better results. 2, build relationships at a distance. Video makes prospects feel like they know you, which makes them emotionally committed and responsive. I see it all the time. People come through our doors. Their first thing is, can I hug you? Right? Because I've developed the right relationship along the way. And at some point when I see them, they're like, dude, you told that story about the bathroom. Right? We have to do that a little bit to develop relationships. 3, video in sales allows you to explain complex topics simply. Videos allow you to show, not just tell, and explain more thoroughly. 4, video saves time. There's higher response rates, means more time spent actually selling. And 5, accelerates deal cycles. Some companies cut their deal cycles in half with video. I chop mine. I chop 66% out of my sales cycle. There's no reason why you can't do that either. I was in a meeting recently. You might have heard me allude to this day trip that Team Wirebuzz made to our persona of a best client's office. And in that day trip, somebody on their marketing team said something that I almost fell out of my chair. You know, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to create video journeys. And we don't do things, I didn't say this in the meeting, but this is what was rolling around in my head. We don't do things because we have time. We do things because they improve results. So figure out and look at what are the things that you're doing that aren't yielding results. Optimize by selecting the ones that'll yield better results. Kick those old ones to the curb and move on. That's why we do things. And as Vidyard says, this all starts by grabbing prospects' attention. And that often means breaking through inboxes right now. I got 70,000 unanswered emails. I'm not telling you this. So you go, dude, that dude's busy. I'm telling you this because the inbox is the most competitive environment in the entire world. I already cleared my unanswered emails last year when it surpassed 100,000 unopened emails, and the office was interested in finding out if Gmail would start over back to zero. The answer is no. And the reason I changed it is after popping my screen up live in front of a whole room full of people, which I do not recommend doing, even if you're a speaker. But the room gasped. I could hear the room gasp and point as people started to see my 100,000 plus unanswered emails. Vidyard explains video outreach is usually really exciting for people, and it excels at breaking through to earn the attention of busy would-be buyers. A subject line that contains the word video is 8 times more likely to be opened. Why? It's the path to least resistance. People don't want to read. They're too lazy for that. And the ability to easily set a GIF thumbnail, GIF, JIF, however you want to do it, lets your reps highlight their personality and get creative about earning responses. You know, just putting the email out there, that ain't good. Oh yeah, you could show that in your monthly sales numbers to your boss, but they're not going to care unless it ends up generating results. And if reps don't get a reply, you can always resend the same video with a different subject line. Whenever they're considering leaving a voicemail, reps can leave a video voicemail instead. It's more intriguing, more thought-provoking, more likely to be opened. And video outreach isn't just limited to email. It's just as effective as LinkedIn in-mails, Twitter DMs, direct mail using video cards. You can personally time your follow-up for the exact moment. And with video tools designed for sales, reps are notified, like I've been telling you for, oh God, the history of this company, that your video player can notify your sales rep and the sales rep can follow up in real time and be actionable. Let me give you another example of this. Let me say that you knew when somebody was going through your material and you could be responsive. How valuable would that be to you? What if when you called your credit card company, they just called you right back when they were available? Hey, we got your number. We'll call you right back as soon as somebody's available, right? Or what if you were on the credit card page, because they already do that kind of stuff. And I know when you call your airlines, they're like, we got a 20-minute wait. Put in your number, we'll call you back. That's not what I'm talking about. What if you went up to a company's website that you're a customer of and you started poking around and your phone rang and it was like, hey, this is John. I know you started showing intent going through our 4-minute demo. I got some time if you need some questions answered. Like, that's the beginning of customer service. And if you can finesse that in a way where it doesn't feel icky, now you've got yourself an in while that person is at their desk. So you can perfectly time your follow-ups. You can secure more event meetings, conferences, and events. They're disorienting for prospects. Here's how I do it and Team Wirebuzz. You know, we go to a lot of events. We might go to 15 a year. And before I roll in, I need to have a whole day full of meetings. I am not happy if I go to a conference and I talk to like three or four people, I'm just not happy. It's not the right numbers game for me. I need to make sure that I'm in front of people that can make decisions. So leading up to the event, I'm like, hey, John, it was great talking to you last year at this event. I'm going to be there. What's your availability like to sit down and talk? I'd like to answer your further questions or talk to you more about how your sales team can insert this, insert that, based on what I already know about their business, right? So I pre-book every one of my meetings. I secure more meetings at the event. And then that whole day, yes, I'm a bit of a crime scene, but every 30 minutes, somebody else is sitting down with me. I'm at the same table all day. And that's how I turn these deals from these events. It's how I turn them into revenue positive, right? Video allows me to secure more meetings because I'll reach out to them in a video. I will command their attention. I will reel them into my calendar, and then I will show up. And my goal is that I've sent them the right videos along the way that are personalized for their needs. So when I'm in front of them, they're actually further down in the sales process. I want them to be at late stage questions. What are your contract terms? Like, that to me is euphoria. Like, the heavens open up and the angels start. What are your contract terms like, Todd? That should be the second question every time if I move people through the process faster, right? And the other thing you get to do is move deals forward to the end goal, which is the close. You can cut your no-show rate in half. And it's not uncommon these days for sales development organizations to suffer a 35% meeting no-show rate. But that doesn't happen in my world because I make sure when I send out a follow-up email, hey, John, I'm looking forward to talking with you Tuesday about X, Y, and Z. I know what your goals are. My team's already strategized internally. Looking forward to talking with you. Hey, please share this with your team. And I probably send a link or something so they all can show up at that meeting ready to move through the process of uncovering how we can help you achieve your goals faster. Now, why does that improve your no-show rate and in most cases cut that in half? Because there's a human-to-human thing going on. When, oh, by the way, over my shoulder, I'm looking to see there's Laker news popping up on the TV. They've got LeBron James taking shots with his shirt off, which that's not why I'm looking. I'm looking to see if Kawhi Leonard is joining my Los Angeles Lakers team as the next version of Showtime. Anyway, I digress. If you can use those videos. The reason it cuts your no-show rate in half is because you made a human connection. They already know you've invested time. You've talked to your team about it. You're already on second base, baby. Let's meet up and do it, right? And they're not going to flake out on you because you've already made a human-to-human connection. And you can also use these personalized videos or these sales emails to keep deals moving forward. And we call these micro demos. An example Vidyard uses is sending out a 10-minute video is always easier than trying to book a 30-minute meeting with a busy prospect and get it on their calendar. Micro demos are little pieces that tell a big story. So to give you an example, I use a micro demo. I will show people after a call if they have a question. Hey, let's say the question, I'm going to just pull one off the top of my head. Let's say the question is, yeah, Todd, I mean, all this makes sense, but it's going to be really hard for my team to create follow-up videos. They're just not that savvy, right? I mean, they don't have the equipment and blah, blah, blah. So what I'll do is I'm a Vidyard user. I'll go into my Gmail and I've got the Vidyard Go Video extension on my email, and it's like a plugin or an app extension. And I click on this little icon that has a video camera. And the next thing I know, what pops up? It's beautiful. It's like poetry in motion. What pops up right in my Gmail is my entire video library. It's in Vidyard. Or I could click another button that's like, hey, create a new video. And I create that. And I show this live during my speeches of how simple it is. And then I create a video, excuse me, for the person that I just spoke with. And I show them how ridiculously easy it is, because that objection, that a little objection that they gave me, oh yeah, my guys aren't that sophisticated. You know, they may not have the equipment. I need to break that down. I need to obliterate that objection because I need them to move to the next step, right? So the other thing that you could be doing, and why sales teams need to be considering using video in their process, is you can improve your warm handoffs. So let's define what a warm handoff is in the sales context. It's when I sell a project and I know the next person it's going to go to will be, let's say, the account manager. I can, on video, say, hey, team, blah, blah, blah. It was great talking with you guys. We're so excited to be out working with you. I want to introduce you to Susan on the account management team. She is going to be the one that's going to take you to the promised land, because they know I'm not going to be doing it. They know that I'm going to be traveling the world, living large, and going out and speaking in front of audiences where they found me, but I have to hand them off. And I typically sit in on the first couple of meetings, but then I go back to being tip of the spear, hunting, bringing in deals. But I need to introduce and take my trust that has been built in me and extend it over to the next person in Todd's neighborhood, right? And all of those things can be done by using the power of video. And this is how your sales team needs to use video. Now, if you've got more data, if you're a medical company, or you've got new research about how people are using your product and getting better results, or a new case study, create a video about that and send it to people. Get it in front of them. The telling of your story doesn't stop. It carries on. What is that story? How do you personalize it for each of them? And how do you move them through the process? Now, to get ready for my interview with Vidyard and their team that sets their clients up to be more successful using video in the sales process, you're going to want to go through this Vidyard Definitive Guide for Video for Sales. I will put it on the show notes page for this episode. It'll be at your fingertips. Go through it. I'll put it also a link so you can download it inside of the, here I go again, the Facebook Insider Community. It's called Wirebuzz Insider Community. It is a group of thriving video marketers that are taking the world by storm, and we learn from each other along the way. I will post it in there. You can get quick access to it, or you can go to the show notes for this episode. And if you want to figure out what topics are valuable for your business, we created a topic selection worksheet. It is free to the listeners of this podcast, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S on the end, and to help you narrow those things down. And I will continue to do my part. Look for the biggest opportunities in video marketing. Show you how to use it to amplify your business goals, and remind you that the quickest way to get yes is to flow effortlessly, like water coming down from the Grand Canyon, in through Oak Creek and Sedona, winding through those red rocks and constantly choosing each and every time, like your prospects, the path to least resistance. And as a marketer, if you can market and educate through that path of your customer's least resistance, you will get amazing results. Peace.